Everybody, welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. I'm so happy to be back. It's been a long time since I stopped doing my show. So it's spring and we're in a time of new beginnings, and it just feels right to be here right now. I have a festival going on outside my window today, so the signs of spring are everywhere. It's wonderful. Today is an Eight of Diamonds day. And, you know, I'm going to be talking about the cards. I'm going to take some calls. And if you hear strange sounds, people are outside the window today, you know, children riding bikes, people celebrating. I had no idea this was going on today. So those are the sounds that you might hear. I am going to take calls, as I said, and I want to give you those numbers now. The call-in numbers, toll-free from the U.S. or Canada, is 888-627-6008. There are a few other numbers, 530-327-7602, 530-413-4522, 530-413-5011. And then on Skype, it's BBS Radio. So I am not going to take calls immediately. I want to talk a little bit first. And please understand, you know, when I do a little reading for somebody over the radio like this, first of all, I like to look at what I think is most important, keep it short, and also address the situation in a way that it's not too personal and in a way that benefits everyone, because I'm conscious that everyone is listening. So I want you all to benefit from whatever is being said, because that's how life works, right? And so I would appreciate, you know, your understanding if you call in with knowing that I want to keep the call short, because I want people to gain from this, everyone who's listening. So, you know, one of the things I do with my work is, oh, this is Sharon Jeffers. I didn't even say that. Sorry, you guys are getting my virgin show today. I, you know, I'm not being, hopefully I'll keep everything intact. And, you know, you might be a follower of mine on Facebook. You might receive the card of the day. You know, the work that I do is with an ancient oracle. It's the card deck, the playing card deck is, you know, it's an ancient timekeeping tool. And it reveals the matrix of time that we step into when we come into this life, and that we travel through from birth to death. And it's very specific in the influences that affect us, our destiny, how our life unfolds in time, who we are, what our nature is. And this is the basis of the work that I do with this system. It's what my books are about. A lot of people have asked me about Cards of Destiny. They're having a hard time finding it. It's temporarily out of print, and it's being revised, so it will be back, and it will have more information about your personal cards when it comes out again, probably in the fall. So today is a day that's governed by the Eight of Diamonds, and I chose this day specifically to start my radio show for a few reasons. One is, it's a very dear friend of mine's birthday. She's no longer here on the planet with us, but She was a great inspiration to me in many, many ways. Her name was Jean Glenn, and this was her birthday. And this is a very powerful day. It's an Eight of Diamonds day. One of the things that is so important, and I think everyone should learn this system to some degree, because it reveals who we are. It reveals who each one of us is, our nature. You know, it reveals to us about other people what we might not be likely to see, no matter how close we are to them, because there's a whole hidden realm. You know, we have a birth card determined by our birthday. There are, you know, if you're new to this system, the card deck correlates with our yearly calendar, 52 weeks, 52 cards, 12 months, 12 court cards, 4 suits, 4 seasons in the year. In each one of those seasons, there are 13 weeks. In each one of the suits, there are 13 cards, ace through king. If you add the entire deck up it by the numeric values of the cards, the total is 365, and we all know what that means. So there are many more correlations, but I won't go into that now. The reason I started doing this work was so that, I mean, writing the books and the card of the day and all this stuff that I do, the radio show, you know, is so that people can have a window to look into to get more insight, you know, personally and relative to other people. We need insight. We're very busy in our modern life. We're moving very fast. We're outwardly focused in such a huge way. It's amazing. It's so easy to not pay attention. It's easier to not pay attention than to be really present in the moment. But the truth is, the greatest joy is found in that moment. There's just so much going on, and everything is moving so fast. Down to, you know, there was a time when people would say, I'll see you tomorrow, and they'd show up sometime. And now it's like, what time is it? It's 3:21. We've digitized our brains. We've digitized our lives. And, you know, when we understand our true nature, it makes us easier. It makes it easier for us to just sink into who we really are. And to me, that's a secret of being in the magic of life. It's all about being in the magic of life. So I'm going to take a call and see what happens with this. I'm talking to Anne, I think, who's in New Jersey. Anne?
Yeah, hi, Sharon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Good to speak with you.
Yes, thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening. I can't imagine that many people would be listening today. I don't know what it's like in New Jersey, but in North Carolina today, it's just so gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous.
Well, it is a little cool here, but the sun is coming out, and it's been very strange, the weather. It's been really hot on some days, too fast, too soon. But it's now starting to feel like spring. So.
Yeah, lots of strange weather on the planet. So tell me your present age. I think, is it 63?
Yes.
Okay. So, and you're the Queen of Spades. Your birthday is January 2nd, which is, you know, an unusual card for people to have, because there aren't, you know, there's only one birthday in the entire Year. Oh, year is six. Is your age, are you 63 years old?
No, I was born in 63. I'm 50.
You're 50. Okay, sorry to put all that extra time on you there.
Yeah.
There was a typo in the. Okay, so I just need to open some different charts here. So let me just start by saying this. When you turned 49, you went into a new 7-year cycle, and that 7-year cycle is governed by the planet Mercury. So this 7 years that you began at age 49 is all about a new beginning for you. And interestingly enough, your Queen of Spades is sitting in the Six of Clubs house, and this can make you feel a little lethargic. And not only like maybe things aren't happening, but you don't care if they are or not because you'd rather just be not doing anything. So there can be these periods of this feeling of almost like lethargy. But the power of these influences that you have to do with your intuition. And you have the Ten of Spades, which is a card of spiritual and material accomplishment, sitting in your Queen of Spades house for 7 years. And that really, really, really needs to be your focus, is making sure that your spiritual and your material worlds are aligned. And that as you move forward in developing both of those realms of your life, you're doing it equally. One doesn't, exceed the other. They really need to develop. And that needs to be a focus. And your intuition is really meant to grow in a major way during the cycle. Your card is the card of self-mastery. I believe that the Queen of Spades is the most powerful card in the deck when realized. Now, it's very easy for this queen to think she has to take care of everyone else, and that's not true. That is really not true, and it's a waste of time. And it doesn't mean that you don't give to others and you don't do things for humanity, but first, you have to be in touch with your own soul's desire. What does your heart want? You have to ask yourself that question. And then when you align with that truth for yourself, it manifests. This is a powerful card of manifestation. It's just, meditation is really, really important for the Queen of Spades, I think. This year, you have long-range cards that say your work is changing, possibly your life. The changes will be for the better. It's all about the outlook that you choose to have. Your planetary ruling card is the King of Clubs. He wants to go on a spiritual journey during this cycle. So all the cards are really leaning toward you, doing a little soul searching. Your spread for age 50 is where is your Queen of Spades? Oh, she's sitting in the Ace of Diamonds house. So look, I don't know if you meditate. If you don't, if I were you, I would start. Everything is going to develop from the inside out for you this year. So you have to go deeply into yourself and really still your mind. Your birth card represents having self-mastery over the mind and the emotions. And this is a time when you really need to refine your beliefs, how you think, how you use your thinking, how you use your intention. Do you understand?
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
So it's like 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Wow, your age 50 spread has this mystical lineup in it that if you make your inner work and the development of your personal self-mastery your goal,
Mm-hmm.
And you align and, you know, bring your spiritual and material values together, whatever they are. You will manifest mm-hmm. whatever you want to do. You have to let go of old ways of thinking that, you know, life isn't working. Be done with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, yes. Yes, I am already feeling pulled to go inward, you know, and to actually, I have some plans to, you know, just to slow down and just go inward and have an opportunity to just really focus on that part of me so I could be in touch with what my heart's desire is so I could then, you know, bring that to the world. You know, it was really what I truly want to do.
It's about you. It's not about the world.
Well, I meant like, I know what you're saying. I'm not saying the world, but
right.
to come into the world with my, with what it is I desire, so I could then express that, you know, with.
Yes. And it's all about
the right intentions, aligned with my heart, materially and spiritually.
Yes. See, when you turn 52, your King of Clubs planetary ruling card is going to govern you for 13 years. That's your Saturn card for life. It's your planetary ruling card. This is the card of authenticity and individuality and the power of the mind. So, you know, you're edging toward that cycle. You know, in two more years on your birthday, when that card kicks in, it's going to be a very, very powerful time for you. So dream big right now and really start aligning yourself inwardly and do all things that make you happy. Do nothing that makes you, that doesn't make you happy.
Okay.
Because when that card takes over, it's going to be a really, really powerful time for you. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much, Erin.
Yeah,
I appreciate
start
that.
Start laying that groundwork. Till your garden, baby.
Thank you. I will. And I'd love to garden.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thanks
Enjoy
so much.
First. Okay. Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You know, it's, and this is such, you know, I mean, this is true for all of us, that when we do what makes us happy. One time I saw, you know, this, it was a network, you know, like ABC or NBC or somebody. They did this special on a group of people that had been given death sentences by their doctors because they were terminally ill with cancer. None of those death sentences exceeded 6 weeks. And these 15 people had spontaneous remission of their cancer. And I feel like I'm talking specifically to somebody right now. I can feel you listening. So they were on the show. They sat in a room in a circle. They had their doctor next to them, the doctor that had given them what I call a death sentence. And they had that in common. And they had one other thing in common, because the minute they were told, they each did different things. Some did no more treatment. Some did holistic. Some did allopathic. Some did both. And they, each and every one of them, began at that moment to do only what they wanted to do each moment. They didn't do what anyone else expected or wanted them to do. They didn't do what they thought they should do. You know, they just did exactly what they wanted to do because they knew how precious their time was. Every one of them had spontaneous remission, completely free of cancer. And this show was done sometime after that happened. So they had maintained their health. And when I was watching this show, and probably 15 years ago, you know, I thought, wow, I mean, this is such a testimony to how life works. And, you know, what really gives us health, you know, and it's our happiness. And when we choose to be true to ourselves and only do exactly what makes us happy, exactly what we want to do in the moment, and not anything else. And we can do that. We really can do that. This is our life. You know, people are saying the universe this and the universe that. And I think, no. You are the universe. It's your universe. They're not some universe. You know, you are the universe. You're creating with your own self. I mean, if we could see what was going on inside of us, you know, I think we would be amazed at the galaxies and, you know, universes within. But we are a universe. And that's one of the things that's so cool about the cards, because when you look at the Mystic Life spread of the cards, which is a set matrix, and you, each one of our birthday cards is a portal into an entire creation. And it has this amazing life path of expression and movement that we can, you know, look into and see. It's quite amazing. It's beyond amazing. So I'm going to speak to Tricia now, who's in California. Oh, and she is March 13th, which is the... March 13th is, let's see, 8. I think that's
ten of diamonds.
Ten of diamonds, isn't it? Ten of diamonds?
Yes.
Oh, you're there. Hi, Tricia.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am pretty good.
So you're
pretty good,
the,
thank you.
You're the Pisces Ten of Diamonds, Three of Spades is your planetary ruling card.
Yeah.
And you just had a birthday. Happy belated birthday.
Very much. Thank you. Glad that last year was over.
What?
I'm glad that last year was over. Thankful for last year, but glad it's over.
So you just turned 51?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Lots of changes last year?
Yeah. The last caller you had, I could completely relate to, especially the inner life changes. My outer life, thankfully, I'm blessed, as the card says. And the outer life was fairly stable, but my inner life, complete change, lots of spiritual growth, lots of inner growth.
Yes, and you had the Seven of Clubs long range, which is like, you know, redoing your entire belief system, and... You had a lot of spades, Nine of Spades and Mars. I mean, you have a whole string of spades here, which really pull us deep inside. And if we don't initiate going in there or willingly go, then they start batting us around outside. So we will go. We have no choice. So let's look at 51, because you just started your new year. And when I talk about year with the cards, I'm talking birthday to birthday. So when you turned 51, let's see, you moved into the Six of Clubs house too, just like my last caller. Interesting.
I could completely relate to a lot of what you were saying, sir.
No wonder, you know, you're sitting in the same spot. It's a really interesting position to sit in. And you're actually her spirit card, so this is cool. And you've got the Six of Spades behind you, so that makes you doubly dreamy. A lot of dreamy going on here. And it's a dreamy that's really your destiny calling to you. And this is a Mars year for you. And even though there's a lot of six energy, which pulls you inside, it's a year where you're going to want to take some action with your visions and your dreams, because, you know, you've got the Ace of Diamonds and Mercury. So one of the things that's important for you is to really, and it sounds like last year this was happening, that you want to look at any behaviors or habits that you have that do not serve you and do not work for you, and create and, you know, establish strong foundations of new habits. You have, you're being driven by your vision and your dreams right now. Do you feel that?
Absolutely.
It's really strong.
Very much paying attention to the what is the rest of my life, my purpose. I'm, you know,
yeah.
Please forgive me if I'm sounding a little, you know, maybe cliched or, you know, what's my purpose? But I have a very artistic side that's really underdeveloped, and that needs that expression. And then I have, in the practical world, I've been, you know, a secretary for most of my life, and while that's going to be a foundation for me to fund this creative side, I'm starting to have a picture of the next 5 years or so of building that foundation so I can nourish that creative side and maybe turn it into, you know, some great works of art.
This is a wonderful time to be establishing those kinds of foundations for yourself. And maybe you're looking further ahead than you normally do. I mean, you have the Ace of Diamonds in Mercury, which is like it's like you're looking through a portal of your desires into the future. And the future may feel far away, but it's not. And another thing I want to share with you is this is an important year for you to gather with other people, to attend social events, you know, where maybe you may feel like, oh, I don't really want to go do that. Get out there and do it. I mean, because all, you know, you've got tens all over the place, and these are wonderful for accomplishment. They, and a lot of times what happens when we have a lot of influences of 10, first of all, you are a 10, is that, you know, when we put ourselves out there to be with people, and especially with you with the 10 of Hearts in Venus, it's like then things are inspired, connections are made, you know, new possibilities present themselves. And I see that happening for you.
Great. That's, I believe, what I see as what I need the most. I feel like I've been very isolated and secluded and inside myself and not really out there socially. And I think that I really need to find my like-minded group and, you know, run in the circles of people that, you know, are doing the same things that, you know, are compatible with my goals and my spiritual self and me.
Yes. I think this is, do it. It's in your cards to do that. And you've got a lot of success. It's just, you have to follow your dreaming because your destiny is calling you. And it's calling.
Can I ask?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish your thought.
That's it. Go ahead.
I was going to ask you what your take on that long-range card of Seven of Hearts is.
Well, that's a very spiritual card. And you know, the high side of that card is, I mean, this card that represents truth and beauty. It represents beauty and harmony and love, unconditional love. So, you know, it will support your creative self and your creative endeavors. It is with the Three of Clubs, which is the card of mental creativity. And these cards are sitting in association with the Three of Diamonds and the Queen of Diamonds. And the Three of Diamonds is the Queen of Diamonds spirit card. So there's almost like this mystic triangle happening in your 7-year cycle this year. And it's very, very profound for you in your personal growth and relationships, but mostly your relationship with yourself and your creativity. That Three of Clubs can download nonstop ideas into your head.
And that's been me my whole life, but capturing them and making them manifest.
Yeah, well, the Three of Clubs, where did my life spread go? Hello. The Three of Clubs is your Uranus card for life. And, you know, right now you're with the Queen of Diamonds. You have been since you turned 39. When you, you know, you've got a lot of cards that say, especially this year, that you can make a huge shift in your work by your next birthday. Because you're going to want to do what satisfies you and what nurtures you, and you're going to want to be more self-indulgent this year.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going for a promotion right now, or a higher-paying position where I work. I haven't interviewed yet, but I've passed the first two.
You probably get it. Yeah.
And it's going to mean more money, which is going to be enable me to be able to afford. There's a small studio, literally 1-room apartment below my apartment, that I'm looking to turn into an art studio if I can make it work. And be a place for me to go be creative right below me.
Well,
and that's,
I think
so
that's
significant.
Yeah. All your cards point to you having success and creating new foundations for yourself with your creativity. So I'd say I feel like you're going to get that promotion. So
wonderful.
Wishing you great
wonderful.
Good fortune with that, Tricia.
Okay.
Thank
well,
you
that
for
just
calling.
Reaffirmed everything. I feel good. I feel really good about this. This is great.
Yay.
This is great.
Okay.
Hey, thank
Let
you
us
so
know
much,
what
Karen.
Happens.
I think you're wonderful, and keep doing what you're doing. I get the daily cards every day, and you know, I've been into the cards for quite a while, many years, but I'm new to you, and I find you refreshing and very inspirational. So,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye. Okay.
Have a great day.
Let me know what happens. Okay. Bye. So for those of you that are new here, and George, you're up next. If you want to sign up for my free card of the day email, my website is starofthemagi.com. I also have a Facebook page, Cards of Destiny. What else? Well, you can see when you look in those places. I do have, I should tell you this. I'm going to do an introductory online workshop on the 24th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, the 24th of April. And, you know, I did this, I can't remember, it was the end of December, I think it was beginning of January. I did one of these, and it was free. And I'm charging for this one. And the reason I decided to do that is because 100 people registered for that free workshop. And then I closed it, and I bought the seats in the room. And then I did two of them, actually. And then when it came time for the seminars, and I had turned other people away, people didn't show up, or, you know, and I had already secured their seats, and I had told other people that the workshop was full. So I decided no more free introductory workshops. So this one is $25, and if you get my card of the day, then you'll know how to sign up for that. And if you don't, go ahead and sign up for the card of the day, and it'll be in there. I just sent out a newsletter. I'll probably send it out again. Okay, George, May 13th. We got lots of 13ths. It's the 13th, and Tricia was March 13th, and George is May 13th. So I'm ready to talk to George.
Can I talk to you? Am I on?
Huh? You're on.
Great. So thank you so much. I love especially your beautiful, the book with the beautiful illustrations. That's the one that I think of all the time. Thank you very much. Thank you for having this. This is my first time listening to your beautiful voice. I have two questions. See which one you want to answer. One is, I've had a lot of breakthroughs recently in terms of my career and also my ability to accept love and money and blessings. And what I'm looking to create is, I want to create a community of people, healers and artists, and I keep coming up against, in my mind, saying, oh, you can't afford to buy a brownstone. You can't, and I want to find a way to create a real central network so we don't take subways all over New York to each other, and we don't have that there can be very convenient. And so I don't know if that's up for me or not. So that's what I'm looking at. And the other question I have is completely unrelated, and it has to do with, I became very interested in Anne Boleyn, King Henry VIII's second queen, and we don't know her birthday. I wrote a play about her, but we do know the day she was executed. Might there be a way to track her card or her destiny from the day she was executed? There's no record of even what year she was born. Because she was a woman, at that time they didn't really care about a woman until she came into prominence.
Uh-huh.
So those are two questions. Which one would you like to answer be more interesting for you?
Well, I mean, it would take a long time to try to track her life path. So I'm not going to do that on the radio. That would really be a time-consuming thing. It's very interesting for sure. But I want to look at your cards and see what's going on. You are the Taurus, Six of Diamonds, Ten of Hearts.
Yes.
And are you turning 61
yep.
on your birthday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So let me just pull up where you are now. I'm going to look at your 7-year cycle, which began at 56. And, you know, you've had the Five of Clubs sitting in your house since you turned 56. And turning 56 is really interesting because when we turn 56, not only do we get our new yearly cycle and a new 7-year cycle, well, we don't get a new 7-year cycle, but we get a new 56-year cycle. It's like the beginning of a new lifetime in the same body. And a lot of people check out before then, they're done. But those of us that stay around, it's like a whole new beginning starts happening. And you've had the Five of Clubs, which is the card of mental curiosity. You've probably been exploring all sorts of ideas and just really stimulated by this energy that you've had sitting here since that birthday. Now, your Six of Diamonds has been sitting in the Seven of Clubs house. So this is also a lot of refinement, a lot of mental energy here. Your spirit card is the Nine of Clubs, and it has a wonderful...
That's my mother. That's my mother.
Uh-huh. Well, and your spirit card has really auspicious relationships with the cards that are sitting in your 7-year path. So it's almost like the feeling I'm getting is like, what you came here, part of what you came here to do, if you had an idea before you incarnated, that idea is being flushed to the surface of your being right now during this cycle. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, a lot of great things are happening. I just got a grant to create two films based on my work. Yeah, and I'm seeing more and more what I have to contribute to the world as being called for.
Yes. Now, this is a time where you're also on the personal level, I mean, interpersonal level, you've probably let go of people that no longer, that the relationships weren't growing with you. This whole cycle, that influence is very strong. And, you know, you have the Ten of Diamonds for 7 years in Neptune. Neptune governs playwriting and storytelling and films and all of that whole realm. And the Ten of Diamonds is a blessed, blessed card. It can bring you great good fortune. Also, good fortune can come from foreigners and foreign countries with that card. And that could most particularly manifest in a big, big way when you're 62.
Okay.
So right now, your long-range card is the Two of Diamonds. Two of Diamonds wants to wheel and deal and make things happen. It's all about putting relationships in their proper place and bringing together, you know, the entrepreneurial spirit and the heart. It's very interesting that you want to bring together. I can see why you're having this desire and vision for yourself, because it's right here in your cards. And then, you know, your Ten of Hearts planetary ruling card is sitting in the Four of Hearts house, which is building foundations of love. Now, let me just pull up really quickly your age 61 card. So all these cards, they're very busy inside of us. And that's why everybody goes, oh, that's exactly what I'm experiencing. Because the influences are there. Your Ten of Diamonds, when you turn 60, well, I should look at 60 because you're still there. Now, you are probably in Neptune. Let me look. Your birthday is May 13th, and you went into Neptune, your Neptune cycle on March 22nd. So the last 52 days before our birthday, we all go into Neptune. We have 7 52-day cycles in the year, you know, governed by planetary influences, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, same, you know, lineup as from the sun. And when we're in Neptune, it's very dreamy. It's also not a time, you wouldn't want to buy a brownstone now, okay? You want to wait till after your birthday.
Okay. Maybe I'll get one for my birthday.
What?
Maybe I'll get one for my birthday.
That would be wonderful. When we're in Neptune, you know, things aren't always as they seem. It's a wonderful time for dreaming, and it's a wonderful time to see where we're really delusional about things. I'm not suggesting that's what you're experiencing. I'm just saying this is what happens. You have two sevens in Neptune, the Seven of Clubs and the Seven of Diamonds. These are powerful, powerful influences for inner work, for an inner focus of, and you have the King of Diamonds, that's me, and the Nine of Hearts. So this is a time when you really, really are deeply drawn into aligning your spiritual values with your material values, your actions with what you believe, which sounds like what you do anyway, which is, by the way, the higher expression of your cards and your life path. So that's great. And so, you know, you're in this dreaming time, and that's where you want to be. You want to observe your dreams. You want to observe how you're seeing things and how you've seen things in the past. It just happens. Mm-hmm. I always suggest to people, though, that it's not always the best time, especially with these sevens, because they want you to just hang out inside. It's not always the best time to make major decisions.
Okay.
Now, when you turn 61, you're going into a Uranus year. This has been a Saturn year, a time of building, building, building. Uranus comes in and goes, I'm going to blow things up and take you into the future. Look what I have for you. And, you know, your Six of Diamonds is sitting in the Two of Diamonds house. So that, you know, wonderful, lots of communication, lots of creativity, lots of writing, bringing things into form, really manifesting, you know, that what you feel is calling to you in practical ways, definitely happening. I gotta watch the clock. I just realized I'm really bad about this. I just looked at the clock and I realized I have to pay attention to the clock.
Oh.
So I don't run over my time.
It's 1:48.
Yes.
Well, I got a lot. If you want to sign off now, I got a tremendous amount. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad. And I'm so happy that you're here today and that you called in. Thank you so much. And
thank you so much.
Let us know what happens.
Yeah, I might send you the Anne Boleyn just because it might be of value to you. I'm sure people are interested in that. I'll find out a way to get in touch with you through the daily cards. Is there a way to send you emails through the daily cards?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. I'll go to the daily cards, Sharon Jeffers. I get it, and I'll just send you that because it might be. There's so many people who are interested in history, things that are impenetrable, and maybe that you can penetrate them through this work.
Yes.
Thank you so much, and have a beautiful, beautiful day.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Okay, I have time for one quick call. Annette in Miami is on the line. And why can't I find...
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Is there a buzz in your phone? Because we just got lightning nearby, and all of a sudden I hear this buzz.
Oh, we're in Miami? You're having a thunderstorm, eh?
We haven't had one since I can remember, but all of a sudden my phone has a buzz it didn't have before. Oh, I think it just subsided. I'm just glad you're not hearing it.
No, I don't hear it.
Good, yay.
Six of Diamonds, aren't you?
All right, what I wanted to know, oh, by the way, I'm sorry, I've never listened to you before, but when I went on the website, you know, on BBS, and I started looking, and I went, oh, I have your cards on my iPhone, so I was very delighted to see that.
Oh, you have my iPhone app? Thank you.
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Okay, we have to be quick. What is your present age?
I am in a crossroads in my career. My career does not seem to be supporting me, and yet this is something I've always wanted to do. So I feel like I'm on the precipice either of dropping into the hole or soaring into the sky, and I'm not sure which.
All right. And you are presently 62?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so you're right at the end of a seven-year cycle, and you're the Six of Diamonds, just like George, Queen of Diamonds, planetary ruling card. So in this seven-year cycle, let's see. I can see why you feel like you could be soaring. Okay, gratitude is a major key for you here. No wonder. Okay, so your long-range cards, age 62, and you're right at the end of seven-year cycle here. You've got the Ten of Diamonds, which is the blessed card, and the Nine of Spades, which is the death card. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to die, but it can make you feel like everything is dying or ending, and it does bring endings, and those endings are meant to be. And with those endings come new beginnings, blessed beginnings. So let me just quickly pull up your new, because you go into a new seven-year cycle on your birthday. And you'll start feeling these influences a month or two before, and your birthday's in July. So let me see. Ooh, nice, where you're going. Where's your Six of Diamonds? You know, All right, let me just quickly. I hate time crunches. So let me just pull up age 62 really quick. And right now, so, this hasn't been an easy year, has it? I mean, have you experienced obstacles?
Say that again?
It doesn't look like it's been an easy year.
No, not particularly.
And there's been a lot of obstacles.
Especially right at the moment.
Yeah, there's been, so the request from your universe is for you to dive deeper inside of yourself and get really, really still so you can hear what's actually going on.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that's really important to understand with the Queen of Diamonds, which is your planetary ruling card. God, everybody's sitting in the Six of Clubs house, not George. Oh, yeah, George. One thing that's important for you to understand is that you do deserve to have what you really want, Annette.
I agree.
So it's, are you really, really clear?
I'm not sure where to put my foot down, and because in my career and what supports me, I have not been supported very well.
Okay, so everything is shifting for you right now, and the best thing you can do is allow that to happen, and the way you're going to find your clarity is to just stop and take yourself to zero so you don't care about anything. You don't care if it works or not. You have to let go. I mean, your cards all year long since your birthday have been pushing you to get to that place where it doesn't matter. You have to completely let go. And from that point, everything will reset and it will all open up for you. But you have to go there. And I have to get off the air. So I'm sorry to have time for you. So thank you for calling, and you can
thank you for your wisdom.
You're welcome. Sorry, I don't have more time. I do private readings, personal sessions for people. You can look at that on my website. I am going to be in Denver next weekend. I think I have time for one more session there. You can call me or email me. My information's on my website, starofthemagi.com. It's also on the card of the day email if you get that. And communicate with me. Come back. I'm doing this show bi-weekly rather than weekly right now to start with. So I hope I see you. Well, I'm not seeing you, but I'm feeling you. And I am very happy that you're here. Thank you. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend and beyond. Much love to everyone and blessings.